الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالصدقه فان البلاء لا يتخطاها صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, we had been discussing for a number of weeks those signs of taqwa and piety. This is a very necessary discussion because we have a very restricted understanding of taqwa and piety. That is, a person reads his salat, gives his zakat, gives some charity, frequents the masjid and makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that makes him a very muttaqi person. Definitely these are acts of piety, but taqwa is not restricted in this only. We had mentioned that there are 10 signs of taqwa, and we are busy discussing the 7th sign. Signs that preceded that were, firstly, to remain steadfast on the part of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Secondly, to be consistent with our salat in the masjid, in the places where Jama'at is held, to read the 5 daily salat. Thirdly, to abstain from those activities that will bring a person fame and name, and to do things for show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Fourthly, a person's heart recognizes the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he appreciates the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fifthly, we do not have any unfounded suspicion and evil thoughts about our Muslim brothers or anyone else. Sixthly, we do not mock at people, do not look down and ridicule people, especially different nations, different people, different language groups, etc. Seventhly, we had mentioned that a person's wealth is spent in the appropriate places in order to gain the wealth, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the point of our discussion. And we had mentioned initially that apart from zakat, there are other avenues of spending also through which we can get the closeness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to spending wealth, we find different categories. I mentioned Zawir Qurba, Wal Yatama, Wal Masakeen, Wabna Sabeel, Wal Sa'ilin, Wafir Riqab. Those people that are our close relatives, we should spend on them as well. These are mentioned first, the first category, those people that are related to us. And sometimes we tend to be negligent regarding them. In fact, in the hadith is mentioned, we understand that you will get 2 rewards, one for sadaqah and one for maintaining and keeping up the family relationship. So there is double reward for a person who spends on his close relatives. Similarly, we had mentioned those people that are poor and destitute, those people that are wayfarers and travelers, those people that are beggars and come and cannot meet, make the ends meet. They also are avenues that are highlighted here in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, Mawlana Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, has written the Fazail al-Sadiqat, which is filled up with all those verses wherein we are exhorted to spend in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many, many ahadith where the virtues are mentioned of spending in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In different ways, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us. Some places mention, who is there that will give a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Man dar alladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana, will give a nice, good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that. Companions ask, what is meant by a loan here? Or what does the loan mean? It's mentioned here that to give charity, it's a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word loan is mentioned to imply that like when a person gives a loan, then definitely he is repaid that loan, or he has the right to be repaid. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his fazl and grace and mercy, definitely recompenses that person, rewards that person, and so to say, repays that person the wealth that he spends in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, that O you who believe, spend before that time comes, before that day comes, when there will be no bargaining. There will be no bargaining, there will be no friendship, and there will be no intercession. In other words, before the day of judgment, when there will be no buying and selling and bargaining, and there will be no friendship that can help a person, and no intercession except with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend before that time comes. One verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that what you have, what you have will perish, and what is sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. In other words, send forth your wealth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put it, so to say, in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is reserved for you on the day of judgment. When you come there, all the reward there will be awaiting a person when he sends and spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha mentions, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come and somebody had slaughtered a goat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, what is left of that goat? It was told to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the shoulder is left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, the entire goat is left and preserved except the shoulder. In other words, that which was spent in charity, etc., is preserved in the hereafter. It is left there in the hereafter. It's only the shoulder that is here in the dunya and may be eaten or given away, may be eaten or consumed, etc. But in reality, that goat is not perished, but you've given it in the akhirat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved it therein. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Whatever good a person does, what you have sent forth for yourself, in other words, you've given it to the part in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in reality, this is a saving and an investment for oneself. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here and generalizes, whatever you have sent forth from the good that you carry out, the good actions, the good a'mal, neki, pious deeds that we have done, لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. We will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَيْرُ وَأَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. Another verse Allah ta'ala says, it will be better and greater in reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it, and a person will get that reward much more than what he had given it here in the dunya. Provided we have that yakin in Quran Park, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are replete as far as the virtues of sadaqah are concerned, the virtues of charity are concerned. One verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the example of those people that spend the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like one grain that had brought about 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. In other words, one given in the part of Allah is multiplied 700 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases for whomsoever he wishes, whatever he wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. So here, person gives one, and is paid 700 times by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the virtue of a person giving out in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we find that Allah يَمْحَقُ الْلِبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys usury and interest, but as far as sadaqah is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it and increases it. Some riwayats we understand that a person sometimes just gives one khajur in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till it equals to a reward, it's equivalent to Mount Uhud. And we all know those, they have seen Mount Uhud, how vast and huge the mountain of Uhud is, and weighs one khajur, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward. As far as the benefit of giving sadaqah is concerned, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts the ummah, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is just with a piece, half a kajur, just one piece of kajur, or half a kajur that you're giving in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. And some riwayats we had mentioned, like we had mentioned previously, like a small animal a person has, he rears that animal, and it grows and grows and grows. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, rears that sadaqah that a person gives, and especially if it is given with complete sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps multiplying it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of that sadaqah. And what is the best sadaqah? This was also a question posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which sadaqah is the best, which charity is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned words to this effect, that sadaqah when a person gives in a position where he's in sound health, he's absolutely healthy, and he has the love of wealth. He's miserly as well, and he has the love of wealth, and he fears poverty, and he has hopes of becoming rich. He has all these mixed feelings with him. Not that there's excess wealth, etc. No, he fears poverty, and he wishes also to become more richer. In that state, he gives this the best sadaqah. And Rasulullah ﷺ advises that do not delay and procrastinate till that time when the ruh reaches your throat, and thereafter you begin to say, li fulan in kaza wa li fulan in kaza, for a certain person so much and a certain institution so much. No, do not procrastinate and delay right up to that time. One riwayat is mentioned, a person gives one dirham when he's young and sound and healthy is much more valuable than 100 dirhams when a person is sick. Because at that time now, especially when this fatal illness befalls the person, that time obviously sadaqah will bring him reward definitely, but obviously relatively and comparatively it will be less than that position when he is absolutely healthy. So here we are exhorted in this hadith to give sadaqah in a position when we are absolutely healthy and we have that love for wealth, and we have that fear that we may become poor also in that position, to give in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and increases it, and the reward is even much more. One hadith is mentioned that man says that my wealth, but what is his wealth? His wealth is that which he eats and is consumed. His wealth is that which he dresses up and is torn, those clothing that he wears is torn and worn down. And his wealth is that which he has given as sadaqah, and it is reserved for him in the hereafter. That in reality is his wealth. The balance of the wealth is on our names, but the day we will leave the dunya, the wealth will be transferred. That's why in one hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. asked, who is there that loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Companion said, who is there? We all love our own wealth. Surah Al-Asr mentions words to this effect, that the wealth that you will use, that is your wealth. And the wealth that you do not use and you leave behind, that is the wealth of your heirs. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when there are such circumstances, when we find we are surrounded by thousands of people that are so underprivileged and unfortunate and destitute and poor. Here, proportionately, in accordance with our means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, this is also one sign of piety, that the people spend their wealth for the sake of Allah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith we are told, ma naqasat sadaqatun min mal, that sadaqah does not decrease the wealth. Outwardly, it seems that it's decreasing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps multiplying and increasing the wealth. And there are so many, many benefits and virtues for a person that spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One virtue is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards off and takes away the calamities from him. Hadith that we mentioned, that spend and hasten with sadaqah and charity, because calamities do not precede it, calamities do not overtake it. When a person gives sadaqah, then if there's any impending calamity that is coming and directed towards him, that calamity is warded off here in the dunya. Any taklif, difficulty, hardship and calamity is warded off by a person giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some riwayats we understand that treat your sick, make the ilaj and treatment of your sick charity. Person gives charity, becomes the means of easing and a cure of that sadaq, of that calamity, of that sickness that the person has. Together with that, it appeases the anger and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry, and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gained by a person or earned by a person through his deeds, etc. When a person gives charity, then that is appeased by the virtue and barakat of giving charity. Some riwayats we understand that the pangs of death also are made easy for that person that gives charity. Some riwayats we understand that death itself is made easy for that person. He will not suffer an evil death. He will be saved from an evil death, that person that gives out charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we find one hadith that one of the great benefits of a person, or the great rewards and virtue of a person that gives charity, is that he will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. On that day when there will be no shade, this person will be privileged to be in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially if he gives it discreetly, he gives it in a manner that other people do not know that he's giving charity. In fact, these words I mentioned here, that yunfiqu bi yameenihi, he spends with his right hand till the left hand does not know that he has spent. In other words, most discreetly, secretly, he gives it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a place in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is no small ni'mat. It's mentioned that those mashayikh say that that person that will be in the shade of arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, there will be no reckoning for that person as well. So by giving constantly charity in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him this great privilege and this great honor and this great reward in the hereafter. Similarly, mashayikh have mentioned, the ulama have mentioned different ways of getting increased reward of sadaqah. One is to give it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, to give it on demand when the need is there. Person comes with a need. At that point in time, a person gives it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, to give it discreetly. Fourthly, to give it to those people that are most deserving. Fifthly, to give that which is most valuable in his sight. That which is most valuable, not that which is left over, no, that which is most valuable in his sight, to sacrifice it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fifthly, not to reproach that person or injure that person with bad words and harsh words, etc., and be hostile to the person, no. Fifthly, not to express one's favors upon him, favors of his generosity, that I have done such and such a work for you, should abstain from all those things. Sixthly, to give it in those avenues that are lasting, which you call sadaqah-e-jariyah, for example, constructing a masjid, constructing a madrasa or any education institution or a musafir khana or building a or digging up a well for some people, all those things, the benefits of which will accrue and will remain, that becomes a sadaqah jariyah for him, where he gets additional reward. In other words, as long as people benefit from that avenue that he has contributed towards, this person will be the rewards will be accruing for him. He will be getting and deserving those rewards even after he leaves this dunya. Even then, as far as those things will be benefiting, he will be getting the reward. So here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us about spending in the right avenues. And one, together with spending in the right avenues, not to spend in the wrong avenues. In those avenues that are inappropriate, there's also a sign of taqwa and piety. Person may be very generous on one time and one side. On the other hand, the man is very extravagant, is very lavish, and he's very wasteful, then this is also not proper. Those people, one of the signs of those people that are the pious people and the Ibadur Rahman, they are not extravagant, nor are they miserly. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are not, they don't go to either extremes. They are not extravagant, and nor are they miserly. But they adopt a moderate part between them. They adopt a moderate part, meaning spending in those avenues that is permissible and abstaining from those avenues that are not permissible. Here we find very commonly extravagance and waste, and israf has become common in our society. We find a person spends firstly either more than necessary. Some people say that israf and tabzir mean one and the same thing. In the Quran, there are stern warnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those people that are wasteful. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifeen. And as far as extravagance is concerned, it is mentioned that they are the brothers of shaitan. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. What a severe warning has been sounded here, that they are the brothers of shaitan. Can we imagine if a person calls a person shaitan, how he feels? And here, he is the brother of shaitan. This is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have differentiated between the two, meaning extravagance is to spend more than necessary. And a person can't do with 5,000 rand some expenditure, he spends 50,000 rand or 20,000 rand. And israf is a person unnecessarily spends his wealth where the avenues are not necessary. So we should be very mindful when spending our wealth, even if it's our personal needs. There was one great alim that used to come, when he used to come to the Rastar Khan, he used to say that this is israf, this is wasting, you're cooking so many types of food which is not necessary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his status in the akhirat. He used to draw attention of the ulama, of the people around him, that this also is israf, that a person cooks so many types of curries, etc., where it's not necessary. This is wasting. You're wasting the namas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very cautious. One of the signs that I mentioned of a pious person is that he is mindful of where he spends, whether it is the right part, whether it is spending in charity, he's mindful, he checks where he spends, and at the same time he abstains from spending in those avenues that are not permissible, that are not proper, or that will bring the anger and the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, being wasteful and extravagant is severe warnings in the Quran. In the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are very severe warnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And further we find that the next sign of that person is that he safeguards his tongue. Of a person that is pious, inshallah, will continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.